Week 4, Day 2, creation praises you. Praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Psalm 65, verses 1 through 13. Do you ever get caught up in the wonder and beauty of God's creation? Living in the Pacific Northwest, I am well aware of the beautiful mountains, Puget Sound, and islands all around us. These things can point us to the greatness of the one who made them. This psalm focuses on the Lord's provision for the earth he has made and how creation declares his praises. It kicks off stating that praise awaits God. Like a servant waits for his master, praise waits for God. It speaks of everyone coming to the Lord because he answers prayer. Basically, anyone who is wise will seek the Lord in prayer. It says he is the only one who can forgive our sins. Then it says, blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. Verse 4. The word blessed here means happy. Those who are in close relationship with the Lord are happy. Are you wanting God's blessing and joy in your life? Then draw near to him and seek his presence daily through worship, prayer, and studying his word. Verse 8 says, the whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. What an amazing statement! The Lord is calling forth joyful songs from his creation to worship him. When we wake up in the morning, God is calling us to exalt him. I got up at 6:15 a.m. this morning and took one of our sons to swim team right away. To be honest, we had a stressful morning and God's praise wasn't on my tongue. I was frustrated and upset. However, I could have been singing a song of praise to the Lord. In the evening, his song should be on our lips as well. Let's allow God's physical creation all around us to remind us to give him glory today. Scripture used in this podcast is from the NIV Bible.